Oh, yeah. Welcome to another edition of that one sports show that you love to turn up till your nose bleeds buttermilk. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is Rocks Jocks. I am Sean Rocks, your sporting host, and 1974 Elks free throw champion of the 8 and 9 year old division. I'm also known as Ringer Rocks on Monday nights at the Horseshoe Pits. Hey, welcome to another great show. It's the middle of July, and you know what happens in the middle of July? A few things. What doesn't happen in the middle of July is usually NBA basketball, and NBA is running, I'm sure due to the COVID, we're running into July and August now. Good Lord. This Phoenix Sun-Milwaukee Bucks series goes 7. It will run to my little sister Shannon's birthday, the 22nd, and my mom's birthday, coincidentally. So, yeah, the NBA season will run till July 22nd. The Bucks and the Suns will get maybe a month off, and then, bam, back to training camp for you guys. Look for the Bucks and the Suns to suck next year. This series is going to go 7. Seems like nobody can win at home or win on the road. The Bucks by 20 on Sunday. The Suns by 20 on Thursday. The Suns by 13 on Tuesday. These games aren't even competitive. It really makes for crappy basketball. I don't know why, but the home teams are winning by an average of 20 points a game, so look forward to go 7. I'll take Phoenix because they got the home field advantage. Also, what happens in the middle of July, it's the baseball All-Star game. And this Shohei guy from the California Angels is just freaking people out. He's freaking me out. Ohtani. He is a pitcher who was leading the league in home runs like Babe Ruth used to do. The Angels, sort of in the wild card race, look to get Mike Trout back and run to the playoffs. He's leading the league in home runs. I look forward to watching the home run derby and see if he can pull it off. 27-year-old Japanese phenom, Shohei Ohtani. He doesn't even take batting practice in the cage. I guess he takes like virtual batting practice, but he doesn't do like the regular old batting practice like everyone else does. All-Star game, Tuesday night. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They won the second Stanley Cup hockey trophy in a row. Do they play hockey in Florida? Tampa Bay? I guess so. I guess they play pretty good. They won 2 Stanley Cups in a row. We're about 10 days away from training camp in NFL football. Looks like my football team's going to still be the football team for one more season. They look to change their name and logo next year. Names that are shot down include the Warriors. I don't like the Warriors either. There was one name I did like. And that was the Wild Hogs. Wild Hogs or Washington Wild Hogs. Pilots, no. Rubies, no. Aces, no. I don't like any of them. Warriors, no. I like the Wild Hogs, though. Wild Hogs. Washington plans to unveil a new team and logo early 2022. All right. It's Horseshoe Night, and I plan to head to the water park also today. Scare all the kids. Yes, I know. I haven't been to the water park yet, and so it's time. So for everybody here at Rock Chalk Studios, always remember and never forget, if you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter, huh? I'm the Metal Man, Sean Rocks, reminding you to listen to my Metal Shop radio show now in its 38th year of bashing your brains in, Saturday nights at 10 p.m. And look for my band, My Fish Your Face, somewhere around town to break your neck. Till next week! You got Falfin, you got horseshoes, you got the water park, you got flag football, you got the skate park. Go outside and play! In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition, Rocks Jocks. Peace, love, rock and roll.